From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Capitol Hill is buzzing with activity today. Three House committees are taking up a health care overhaul plan congressional Democratic leaders are putting forth. It would cost about $1 trillion over 10 years. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor is testifying for her fourth and likely final day before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson testifies before a House committee today. At issue in the hearing involving Paulson, Bank of America's deal to acquire Merrill Lynch, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Paulson was one of the chief architects of the government's economic rescue plans last year, and some members of Congress have since questioned the wisdom of some of his actions. In his prepared statement, Paulson said heavy intervention prevented greater economic suffering and more lost jobs. Specifically, Paulson will respond to criticism from some members of Congress who accused Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke of forcing Bank of America to complete its deal to buy Merrill Lynch. Members of the Oversight Committee have said Paulson and Bernanke overstepped their bounds by threatening Bank of America's management if it canceled the merger because of Merrill's worsening losses. In his statement, Paulson said he never used a guarantee of government aid to pressure Bank of America. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to India today on a trip she hopes will bring relations to a new level between the two countries. She's also going to Thailand for a meeting with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman will be traveling with her.
Secretary Clinton first stops in Mumbai, India's business capital, before heading to New Delhi for her official talks. She says she'll begin a wide-ranging dialogue on everything from regional security issues to nonproliferation and climate change.
We know that India and China have understandable questions about what role they should be expected to play in any kind of new global climate change regime. You know, it is our hope that we can, through dialogue, come up with some win-win approaches.
She's also hoping to announce two sites in India where U.S. firms would have the exclusive rights to build nuclear power plants. One top State Department official said that could mean a $10 billion opportunity for U.S. companies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The head of Iran's nuclear agency has resigned and no reason has been given. Gholam Reza Aghazadeh has long been an ally of opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi, who lost the June 12th presidential election but claims that the election was rigged. Aghazadeh also resigned his other government post as one of Iran's vice presidents. Wall Street early trading today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 86.19. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up a fraction at 18.63. And the S&P 500 is down slightly. This is NPR News. Pentagon leaders have decided not to ban smoking by U.S. forces in war zones, despite a new study recommending that tobacco be phased out. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The study was jointly commissioned by the Pentagon and the Department of Veterans Affairs. It recommends ending tobacco sales on military bases and prohibiting smoking by anyone in uniform. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says military leaders are concerned about the health and well-being of U.S. forces, but he says Defense Secretary Robert Gates is opposed to restricting tobacco use by troops serving in war zones.
The situation they are confronting is stressful enough as it is, and I don't think he is interested in adding to their stress levels by taking away one of the few outlets they may have to relieve stress.
Morrell says the Pentagon will keep looking for ways to move towards a goal of reducing tobacco use in the military. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
A new Pentagon report says U.S. troops are dying at what is called an alarming rate in Afghanistan as anti-Taliban offensives continue. A Pentagon spokesman says 27 U.S. troops died in Afghanistan in July and 17 coalition troops. But he says Defense Secretary Robert Gates is encouraged so far by the military operation underway in Afghanistan's Helmand province. He says U.S. forces have generally been welcomed by local residents. One of the world's most famous skyscrapers gets a new name today. The iconic Sears Tower in Chicago becomes the Willis Tower, named for a British insurance brokerage which is leasing a major amount of space in the building. Sears moved into the building when it was new in 1973 and left in 1992. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.